Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President Lyle Butler. And Lyle, we talked about the new partnership with Pottawatomie County Economic Development Corporation that you announced Tuesday. We'll also have some business openings to talk about. But first, one thing that I know has brought you great success in your life and in your job is that you're a big Star Wars fan.
That's right. I love Star Wars.
Yes, as do I. We're birds of a feather, you and
yeah,
I.
Yeah.
Last Jedi. What's your thoughts on that? Have you seen it, the newest one?
Actually, believe it or not, I have not.
You have not?
No, I have not. I know, and I'm failing in my life's work here. Because during the holidays, unfortunately, and I think you suffered. So I got one of the bugs that was going around, and then there were other events that with family and friends visiting. So I have not been to that. I am obviously going to go. So I'm probably not as loyal a Star Wars fan as I used to be. But I can still remember going to the very, very, very first one, and just being like, "Wow, this is." And I'm not really a huge science fiction, you know, but it's just the technology and what they did back then and then what they continue to do. And I know for my 50th birthday, which is many years ago, my staff, not here in Manhattan, but this was my staff when I was at another chamber in Colorado, they got a Jedi and they put my face on the front of the Jedi. They went to the local movie theater and got the stand up. So I have that. So every once in a while, I do bring that out. But
well, next time then, make sure you see it before your next appearance.
Yeah, and we'll talk. We'll have a chat about that.
Are you saying they didn't view you as the Emperor?
No. I know. Disappointing as it was,
surprising, startling,
startling. Yes.
No lightning out of the hands.
No, then. No. I didn't do that. But those are fun deals.
And next time you're on, I need your take.
Okay, we'll do that. All right.
I have a lot of conflicting emotions on the new one. I've only seen it once. I need to see it a second time.
Yeah.
But between now and then, I'll see it a second time. Hopefully, you'll see it, and we can discuss this because as a traditional Star Wars fan, I do need to hear your take.
Okay.
It'll help me.
All right.
It'll help
me. All right. We'll work on that.
All right. Moving right along.
Okay.
You were talking about the partnership and the Greater Manhattan Economic Partnership that was announced Tuesday at the Flint Hills Discovery Center. And I just want to touch on that for just a couple more seconds, because one thing I think you brought up in that first segment that I think is pretty key is that a lot of economic engines in areas and communities – You're going after some pretty big fish these days, where you're trying to, like, I think of like these Amazon distribution centers that come to mind, and just like the effort it takes, and it really does take a regional effort to bring in some of those really big hitters like that.
Yeah, it does. We did not put in an application for Amazon.
Oh, no.
Because we just aren't in this region. We're not big enough. In fact, I just noticed, I don't know whether Dave on the looking at some of the national news, is that Amazon has come out and narrowed the number of cities down from 200 and whatever they got down to 20, I think.
I saw that.
And I noticed, unfortunately, because I know the greater Kansas City area submitted a proposal, and they were, I scanned it fast, but I did not see that they made the cut of the 200 some or anybody really close in our area. I think Denver made the list, if I remember, and
Chicago.
Dallas and Chicago. So those are probably the closer communities, but
I saw Austin in there as well.
Austin, but there wasn't anything in the Kansas City or St. Louis area, I don't think, that I saw. So, but you are correct. When you can pool your assets together. I mean, I did have some people contact me and say, "Are we going to submit an application for Amazon?" And I said, "No." We did. I know that Kansas State University and KU and the University of Missouri were all part of a package that the Kansas City area submitted, and so I know that they had some input into that, because again, when you're going to create a business that's going to employ 50,000 people, that is for an area like a Manhattan or Topeka is just impossible to accommodate. But I was disappointed to see that Kansas City did not make that final cut for the Amazon deal. And I don't know whether Dave's looking at that or not.
I'm trying to find it. $5 billion facility?
That's
$5 billion. Yeah, I'm not seeing anything right now where that might.
But I also want to put in perspective. You know, you talk about $5 billion. We in Manhattan, Kansas, are building a $1.25 billion facility this community. But it is big dollars. A billion is a billion is a billion, and a 5 billion, 50,000 employees for Amazon is just incredible. I mean, we just don't have the infrastructure in this area. I mean, Topeka doesn't. Kansas City was the closest area that could do that kind of construction. But Brady, your point is we bring it. We have to scale it down, but we bring the assets to the region so we can go after some different kinds of projects if we're willing to work with partners in the region instead of just being isolated working on our own. And again, that's not the way economic development is working. And we can go in our region as close as Des Moines, Iowa. Some people may be familiar with them. We can go to Omaha, Nebraska, and they are working as regions. Northwest Arkansas is another area that has been very, very successful in the last 10 to 15 years, where they have pool their resources together, pool their economic development marketing efforts, and they are making a difference and they're seeing some changes. So it is important of what we're doing here as a region to make this happen. And so I think that becomes exciting.
Kansas City is not on the short 20 list.
Okay.
Those that are in the running include Atlanta, Austin, Boston, Chicago, Columbus, Ohio, Dallas, Denver, Indianapolis, Los Angeles, Miami, Montgomery County in Maryland, Nashville, Newark, New Jersey, New York City, Northern Virginia, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Raleigh, Toronto, and Washington, D.C.
So there you go. And you did mention MBAF. That is a regional driver for this area, and I'm glad you did mention that, because that is still maybe not to an Amazon scale, but still a pretty big scale. Like you said, $1 billion is $1 billion when it comes to that facility. And before we get to the, and we might have to wait till the next segment to get to the openings real quick, because I did want to touch on this. A lot of the inspiration for this partnership came from a trip from Omaha, I believe, that you made maybe last year.
Yeah, the chambers of the region have been doing what we call the last 3 years inner city visits, where we have been taking a group of businessmen and women, civic leaders, and elected officials, and we've been going to visit communities that are maybe just a little bit larger than we are, and have gone through some programs or some things that we could learn from, some practices. And we've been to Northwest Arkansas, we've been to Columbia, Missouri, and we went to, just in September, late September, we went to Ames and Omaha. And again, trying to learn from people that may be a little ahead of us, or have got some programs or some economic development areas that we could learn from. And one of the things for a number of years is that Omaha has about almost a 25-year economic development regional partnership that started 25 years ago. Very similar. I mean, Omaha is bigger than Manhattan, but very similar from the standpoint. It started with just Omaha, the Omaha Chamber, and one or two other communities. And then they have grown now to where they've got 8 or 9 counties in and around Omaha that are part of it. And actually, they just added, people that are familiar, they added another city and another state as part of their partnership, because Council Bluffs is just across the river from Omaha in another state. And that has joined their economic partnership there. So, and Omaha has had great success in their economic development efforts, as well as Northwest Arkansas. When we were there 2 years ago, in that whole Bentonville, Rogers area, they work together, their chambers, their economic development organizations. They've branded themselves Northwest Arkansas, and they've got some exciting growth that's happening there, as well as Columbia, Missouri. They have formed a regional partnership there a number of years ago. And so you try to build off of communities and areas that are successful. And again, I don't want anybody from the audience to think that the Manhattan or Junction City or this area hasn't been successful. We have been successful, but we want to keep that success going, and we want to create good quality jobs for all of our citizens in this entire region, And because if we have that, then we have a strong economy and people will do well. And in fact, you and Dave earlier this week were talking about livability. Livability is a national organization that probably has more credibility than any of the other accolades that are out there to different communities. And last year, I think the Manhattan area of communities, not every community in America, but communities of small cities, small and medium size, I think we ranked number 12 in the country, and this year we moved to number 2. And that just came out this week in 2018, and it's been on internet, and you all have talked about it here. But, I mean, it speaks to the quality of life and what a great area that we do live in, and we need to be proud of that, and we need to preserve it, and we need to enhance it. And so I think we've got a good area here.
And it seems like a lot of the region's leaders know that the ingredients are there for that continued growth.
And we need to keep that growing.
And going with that, we'll talk about some business openings when we come back.
Very good.
In the next segment here with Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President Lyle Butler here on News Radio KMAN.